Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD iHeart or wherever you download us from. This is episode 1252B. The bees are always wonderful guests, and what a sensational interview you are going to be hearing. That is Jacob Teitelbaum. This is, I think, his fifth appearance on the show. He is probably one of the most, if not the most, chronically quoted person on chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, energy, sleep, and pain. He's the author of 12 books, including You Can Heal from Long COVID and Fatigued to Fantastic, one of my favorite books, Fatigued to Fantastic. Today, we're going to talk about ultra-processed food. But before we do that, let me remind you, we are sponsored by LifesFirstNaturals.com. LifesFirstNaturals.com are the makers of Trubiotics and Bovine Colostrum, both things that you can see the randomized controlled trials on their website, LifesFirstNaturals.com, and see why I believe you should talk to your physician if you're over the age of 50 and think about taking these routinely. And, of course, our own website for Youngevity, Y-O-U-N-G, Youngevity, to indicate you're going to live younger, longer, likely in the future, for the number 4, Youngevity.com. Go there and sign up for the free newsletter. Dr. Teitelbaum, you're an absolute expert on chronic pain. Why do you want to talk about ultra-processed foods?
Well, this is a major trigger for both chronic fatigue and chronic pain. In addition, if you look at most of the diseases of modern life, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, autoimmune, these things trigger pain and fatigue also, not to mention death. And the modern diet of ultra-processed foods is a major contributor. A recent study just showed that the micronutrient deficiencies, things like the B vitamins and vitamin D and even magnesium, those being low because of our lousy diet, dramatically increase pain. So we see 1 in 5 Americans suffering needlessly with chronic pain. We are what we eat.
What are ultra-processed food? What makes something ultra-processed? Let me give you the example. I have salmon burgers frequently from Costco. It's my one non-plant food, if you will. And what it is, it's essentially salmon with some olive oil, and then it's quick frozen after it's cooked, quick frozen and prepared in a freezer. Would that constitute an ultra-processed food?
Not to me. I used to teach a third grade class in nutrition when I lived back in the Chesapeake Bay in Annapolis. And the basic message was, if you can't read it, don't eat it. You look at the ingredients. The ingredients you gave, salmon, olive oil, those are fine. So that would be what I would consider a minimally processed food, which is okay.
So ultra-processed means it's almost got enough ingredients on the label that you can't read it. And they're hiding some of the ingredients under what would be called natural products or natural flavorings, of course. But tell us why they've gotten... There are now so many studies in the recent past, including the one from April 25th, I think, that show that there's an increased risk of heart disease, stroke, memory loss, cancer, and as you said, death, as well as pain and inflammation from these. Do we know why they cause this?
Absolutely. This is old news. There are some Harvard medical anthropologists who wrote a book, Diseases of Western Illness, of Western Civilization, probably over 50 years ago now, or almost 50 years ago. And they showed that these things you mentioned didn't really exist much before the modern diet. But here's a couple of key players. There's many things. But number one, 18% of our calories come from sugar. Once you get past there playing with the numbers and such, this is how much sugar disappears into our food supply. This triggers diabetes and inflammation. Another 18% roughly of calories from white flour. which is also very inflammatory and nutritionally deficient. So basically, we're losing half of the vitamins and minerals in food. Virtually everybody in this country is not getting optimal amounts of nutrients, of vitamins and minerals. Everybody's getting calories, and most people are. So malnutrition, despite being obese, and nutritional deficiencies and inflammation, these are three key drivers.
So they taste great, is what people say. I don't want to give them up. You've got a lot of information on how we can make food that also tastes great, that doesn't have the ultra-processed ingredients in it, and that isn't ultra-processed. Give us some hints.
Okay, first of all, Mike, I can't imagine a deity or evolution or whatever that would create life forms where things that feel good are bad for you. It just makes no sense whatever. We are designed so that the things that are good for us taste good, feel good. So first of all, we're not here to get rid of pleasure. We're here to enhance pleasure. The problem is when the food industry has learned to fake out our body and give false information and get us addicted to junk. So I'm going to start by saying eggs are a healthy food, in my opinion, and according to the scientific literature. Butter is a healthy food. Whole milk is healthier than skim milk. Salt used in the salt shaker, not added in the food processing, can be a healthy food. Grass-fed meats can be a healthy food. Fish, unless it's fried fish at the fast food place, is a healthy food. These things are feel good. And we're not, I have a sweet tooth. I'm not looking for people to give up their desserts. Just give up the sodas, switch from fruit juices to vegetable juices. Simple things where you keep the pleasure and then you learn how to read the label effectively.
So give us some other hints. What can we do? In other words, people like the mouthfeel, the taste, I guess, of the fake out of baked goods and even French fries, which are, I guess, the epitome of a ultra-processed food. What should they be doing instead?
Well, first, you need to retrain your taste. I remember we had a friend here from Europe, took her out for dinner, and she doesn't speak English much, but she was eating, and after a while, she was trying to get out what she was trying to say, and she finally said, there's no food in this food. After I've traveled in Europe a bit, and I eat real food, I'll be in Berlin next week, it tastes better. You kind of have to retrain the taste buds a little bit. So realize that as you start shifting over to healthy foods, they will start tasting much better, and the white bread will taste like you're eating paste. So start by looking at the nutrition label where it says grams of added sugar, just that one line. Divide that by four, and that's how many spoons of sugar there are per portion. So if you're seeing 20 grams of added sugar, that's 5 spoons of sugar. Following your gut instinct will often, which will often be to just put that back on the shelf and look for something with just 1 or 2 grams or no grams of added sugar.
That's right. The data, our body can handle at most 4 grams of sugar an hour. So 4 grams, so 20 grams of added sugar means you should probably have that over 5 hours. So I totally agree with you on reading that label. So are there other foods that you like that are relatively healthy?
Well, anything that's a real food. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains. I usually have a whole grain cereal with nuts and such. It's just anything that's real food. When you go shopping, the old advice is shop the outside of the supermarket, the outer edges. That's where the refrigerated sections are. That's where you can get the fruits, vegetables. You're going to get the meats before they're processed. Grass-fed meat is healthy. So I tend to You don't eat much meat. I used to be vegetarian. Now I eat more meat, but I'm going to pick which ones I'm going to have. So look for things that feel good to you. But just common sense, is this a whole food or has it been processed?
Now you're the expert. You're probably the world's expert on chronic pain and inflammation and chronic fatigue syndrome. What happens when you're able to get to one of your patients and get them to switch away from the ultra-processed foods? How long does it take to get rid of their pain or to reduce it substantially?
often about 6 to 10 weeks. So you want to adjust the diet. You also want them to take a good multivitamin. I like one called the Energy Revitalization Drink Mix because it has 30 key nutrients on the optimal levels and it's easy and it tastes good.
Energy Revitalization Drink Mix is the multivitamin and it's got, you said, 32 components. You were saying it takes 6 to 10 weeks when you switch them away from ultra processed food to really see a substantial benefit on pain and inflammation. Is that what I heard?
Yes. And taking a good multivitamin will jumpstart that. But it takes about that time to decrease the inflammation, which will happen as you cut down the sugar and the added sugars, as you cut down the white flour and switch to whole grains, as you switch from grain-fed meats to grass-fed meats, as you increase your fatty fish intake, simple things like that. Inflammation and nutritional deficiencies are two key causes of pain, and that reverses those.
Now, one of the things that we have also found is that stress and having friends that you can talk to and doing simple meditations, even walks outside, seem to be a strong benefit to supplement the food choices. Is that your finding as well?
Well, all of these things contribute to health. We're focusing on the food component, but sleep, socialization, are you in happy and healthy relationships? Have you learned to turn off media that tries to scare you to death about everything? All of these play major roles in health. And you know, with the real age work that you do, I'm 31 years old. At least that's how old I feel, but I was born about the same time you were. All of these things play a big factor in how old we really are and how we feel.
That's absolutely true. My actual age, or real age, is about 30 years younger than my calendar age. That's right. In fact, I'm recording this in Niagara-on-the-Lake in Canada as we're celebrating the 80th birthdays of our high school classmates today. I'm not quite there. I'm 79, so my real age is probably about 55 or so. Dr. Teitelbaum, people will want to find out how they can get more information from you, how they can contact you. I used to know your website by heart, but I don't anymore. Tell us your website address.
The website is endfatigue.com. So E, N like Nancy, D like David, and the word fatigue. And Mike, for those listeners who have a chronic pain or fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome or long COVID, if it's okay, I'm happy to give out my personal email address too, because I can send people free information sheets on how to recover. That email address would be fatigue, F-A-T-I-G-U-E, doc, that's D-O-C, at gmail.com. And just ask for the free fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue or long COVID information sheets. If you have neuropathy, I'll send you the chapter for my book on that. Let me know the specific types of pain. Almost all pain can be effectively treated. The problem is lack of physician education.
That's really nice of you to do that, Dr. Teitelbaum. The endfatigue.com is the website as well. I should say thank you very much. You're talking to the master. We're going to have you on a sixth time to talk about chronic pain and all the latest on managing that. But I should remind people, we're sponsored by LiceFirstNaturals.com, the makers of bovine colostrum, as well as Truebiotics. You'll want to go to the website and see the randomized double-blind studies that show you why I take them, and many of my patients do too, routinely, as well as if you're on one of the GLP-1 drugs, when you change dose, or if you have nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or constipation, the drug DIE, it's a supplement, DIE Rescue, D-I-A-R-E-S-Q, is often beneficial for 2 days before, 3 days after a change in dose or injection. And, of course, foryoungevity.com. I want to thank Dr. Teitelbaum for being such an outstanding guest. I think this is the fifth time, as well as Brad for engineering. But especially, I want to thank you, our listeners. You're the reason we do this. Remember, this is 1252B. The Bs are always wonderful guests, as Dr. Teitelbaum has been. You gave an incredible session. And someone who also, the A's, you'll want to download those too. Those are the latest medical news of the week. and what it means to you. And we did talk about the low doses of the GLP-1 drugs and why many are using them now for people who aren't even overweight to try and minimize chronic disease. They seem to have a major effect in decreasing inflammation, even if you aren't overweight. Thanks very much. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too.